Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Create a brighter future with a savings plan from Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
President Michael D. Higgins has been urged again today to further clarify how a letter written by his wife about the war in Ukraine came to be published on the Áras an Uachtaráin website. The president made a statement yesterday reiterating his condemnation of Russia for the invasion. But speaking today to the News at One, Minister of State Robert Troy of Fianna Fáil said it would be helpful if the Áras were to clarify the matter. Now, we know the Russian ambassador here has praised the intervention by Sabina Coyne Higgins. But has the controversy attracted any attention at all in the Russian domestic media? Well, Francis Scar is with the BBC monitoring team, and he's been following Russian state media since the beginning of the war, and he's with me on the line now. Francis, you're very welcome to the programme.
Good afternoon, Cormac.
Well, it has caused some debate here, some controversy, this letter. But has this letter, written by Sabina Higgins and published on the Áras an Uachtaráin website, or the row that's followed it, has it been picked up at all in media in Moscow or in Russia?
Well, it has been picked up by a handful of domestic websites, but I would by no means say that it's made waves in Russia. Sometimes this kind of story takes a few days to filter through to the major media outlets, and they act in this kind of coordinated way that when one of the major TV channels starts talking about it, it will appear on the other ones too. So one website that did mention it said that the president had found himself in the center of, this is a quote, a center of a serious scandal thanks to his wife. And another website appeared to kind of stand up for her and said that she'd been subjected to harassment from members of the coalition government in Ireland.
Mm-hmm. What type of websites are these? Are they news websites, or what are they, Francis?
They're news websites. Both of them are quite nationalistic, pro-Kremlin. And really, this is kind of typical media behavior we see from in Russia, that any time the kind of Western mainstream approach to policy towards Moscow is kind of questioned by certain voices, they are then amplified on Russian state TV or on domestic websites and made out to be perhaps some signs that there's cracks appearing in the West's support for Ukraine. And really, this is something we've seen in the past a lot with, for example, the two Irish MEPs, Claire Daly and Mick Wallace. And one other example of how it's happening at the moment is resistance being shown by certain EU countries to this recommendation by Brussels that they should cut their natural gas usage by 15% in order to reduce the reliance on Russia.
And of course, the Embassy of Russia here in Dublin has welcomed the intervention of Sabina Higgins. Has that, as part of this story, been picked up as well?
Not yet, but I imagine this is something, as I said, the way Russian media works is that once one channel picks up on it, it could quite easily, the coverage will grow exponentially. So it's something I'm definitely going to be keeping my eyes on in the coming days.
Okay. In Ireland, as elsewhere, France's media coverage of the war in Ukraine has reduced significantly in recent months. Is that the same in Russia?
Well, it's interesting you say that, because in the last couple of weeks, I've noticed that Russian state TV has started to redirect its focus to more kind of broader anti-Western topics that we saw before the war. So there's lots of criticism of support for sexual minorities in the West. There was a law going through the German parliament recently about trans people and their right to self-identification that was heavily criticized, and lots of abusive language used on Russian TV. There's also been criticism of the West's energy policy towards Russia, countries saying that they should asking people to use less energy at home to perhaps help the countries reduce their reliance on Russia, and saying that Europe's going to freeze and we're happy to turn the taps off, really. So one Russian analyst, I read something by him a few weeks ago, and he said that he had this sense that perhaps Russian TV might be wary of Russians themselves becoming fatigued with the war, and that the state media kind of apparatus would start trying to turn the story into just one of many rather than the central focus that it has been for the last few months.
Okay, look, thank you very much indeed for your update, Francis, and we'll keep in touch. You might update us if there is that increased Whipple from the Sabina Coyne Higgins letter. Thank you. That's Francis Scar from BBC Monitoring. The now much debated letter written by Sabina Coyne Higgins, wife of President Michael D. Higgins, of course, that was published last week in the Irish Times and on the Áras an Uachtaráin website. It's prompted responses from broad political and diplomatic circles, including the Russian ambassador to Ireland, the Ukrainian ambassador to Ireland, and Ukrainian MP Kira Rudok, among a host of TDs and senators here in the Houses of the Oireachtas. To discuss this further, I'm joined by Martin Conway, Fine Gael senator, and by Paul Murphy, who's a People Before Profit TD. You're both very welcome to the programme. Martin Conway, the problem, what is the problem as you see it?
Very simply, Cormac, the problem is the publication of the letter on the Áras an Uachtaráin website, the official website of the President of Ireland. It was uploaded onto that website shortly after 9 o'clock, I believe, last Friday morning, and it was subsequently removed after 4 o'clock in the evening. So the question I have is, in the first instance, why was it published on the website? Who sanctioned it? Was it sanctioned by the President himself, or was it sanctioned by somebody else in the Áras? And then why was it removed? If it was correct and okay to publish it in the first place, why then was it removed on Friday evening?
And why is it a problem? So they're the questions that you have. They're the problems as you see them. Why do you think it was a problem that it was on the Áras an Uachtaráin website?
Because the letter contravened government policy in terms of Ukraine. And given the fact that it was published on the President's official website, then it was an articulation from the President himself.
But the President is independent of the government anyway.
The President is independent of the government, but the Constitution is very clear that the government set foreign policy in this country, and that you know, when the President speaks on foreign policy, he has to, and he's constitutionally obliged to, reflect government policy.
So you, clearly, what are you calling for then? You're calling for clarification from the President himself, is it?
No, I'm calling for a simple explanation. The statement that was issued by the President's office yesterday was helpful, absolutely, but it didn't allude to why it was published on the website in the first instance and why it was removed. And I think if that clarity was brought and made public, this issue then would be dealt with. And
Paul,
if somebody made a mistake, hands up and just say a mistake was made.
Well, nobody's saying
but
at the moment
we,
that
we cannot.
Yeah, nobody's saying at the moment that anywhere has made a mistake. Not even the President's statement yesterday. Let me bring in Paul Murphy of People Before Profit here. Aren't they fair questions from Senator Martin Conway of Fine Gael? And why not issue a clarification from the President this afternoon, this evening, and be done with this story?
I mean, look, I'm not a spokesperson for the President. I have no idea how they work in terms of publishing stuff on the website. But my perspective of it is that this is an entirely manufactured controversy. Here we have an anti-war activist of long-standing, Sabina Higgins, writing a letter to a newspaper calling for peace, calling for ceasefire in a conflict, in a horrific invasion by Russia of Ukraine, which has claimed the lives of tens of thousands of people. I didn't see any controversy in that whatsoever. And then now the supposed controversy, the fact that it appeared on the website. But people can go onto the website themselves, and you'll see that lots of what is on the website is not like official positions of the President.
The line is breaking up. We'll try and re-establish Paul's
yoga.
Paul, your line is breaking up a little bit. We'll try and re-establish that to do you justice in your points. And while we do that, I'll go back to Martin Conway and put that point to him. This is a manufactured controversy, he says, a long-standing career as a peace activist. Isn't that fair, Martin Conway?
It's certainly not a manufactured controversy. That's a load of nonsense, to be frank about it. We're dealing with the President of Ireland, the number one citizen in Ireland. When he and his office speak, people take note. And particularly when you're dealing with an international conflict like what's taking place at the moment, when the President of Ireland speaks and when something is published on their official website, it is noted.
But this isn't the President speaking. That's the point. It's his wife's
yeah,
kitten.
But you see that,
and you're
but,
asking,
but you see
hang on, you're asking the president yeah. to defend or justify the remarks of his wife. I mean,
I'm asking is the president's office to clarify why the letter was published on the president's website. And I think that's fair comment. Given the fact, Cormac, the president's office and Áras Nuachmann is exempt from freedom of information requests. No journalist can submit a freedom of information request to Áras Nuachmann or to the office of the president about any of this.
Why would you want to issue a freedom of information request about this? And why it
well,
was
given
on...
the fact that given the fact that there is a wall of silence from Áras Nuachmann and the clarification hasn't come. Now that said, I sincerely hope it does come.
Yeah,
and
I would be very hopeful
that it will come.
Let me go back to Paul Murphy because, in fairness, he was stopped mid-track while the line broke. Yeah. But this is not a manufactured controversy. This is the first citizen and his wife, and people take notes as Martin Conway when they speak.
But it's entirely appropriate and reasonable and expected that an anti-war activist like Sabina Higgins would have an anti-war position, would be calling for peace in the context of a conflict caused by a horrendous Russian-Putin invasion of Ukraine, which has claimed the lives of tens of thousands of people. It's entirely reasonable that she would write a letter to the Irish Times objecting to an editorial which in reality was calling for escalation by the so-called West.
Is it reasonable that it was published on the Áras Nuachmann website?
Well, if you go onto the website, I mean, I don't know anything about how they decide what goes on the website and doesn't, but there's a whole variety of things on the website that are not presidential positions.
Yeah, I don't care about the other things that are on the website. This is obviously now a controversial letter. People are taking issue with elements of it. They're saying there's an equivalence being drawn in the letter between the position of Russia and Ukraine in the war, and they don't like it in Ireland's name. And they say the fact that it was on the Áras Nuachmann website, the official website of the President of Ireland, that it attaches that official imprimatur. And my question to you, was that wrong?
But my point is there's all sorts of stuff on the website that doesn't become presidential. The piece by Sabina Higgins about the importance of yoga, that isn't a presidential pronouncement as a consequence of being on the presidential
controversial
website.
I mean, let's not talk about the yoga or anything else that's on the website. Let's talk about this letter. Is it right or wrong, in your opinion, that it was on the official president's website?
I don't think there's any problem with it being on the website. I think we need to have an anti-war movement in this country, in Russia above all, and around the world to call for the withdrawal of Russian troops, to allow the Ukrainian people and minorities within Ukraine to decide their own fate without the president's presence of Russian troops.
And many people would agree with that.
Would be a part of
that. Can I put that to Senator Conway? No problem that it was on the Áras website.
I don't agree with that at all. I think it's a major problem that it's on the Áras website.
It's been taken down now, though.
It's totally disingenuous to conflate that with Sabina Higgins' view on yoga and other issues like this. It was a letter that was going against government policy, particularly in the area of foreign policy. As far as I'm concerned, it had no place on the Áras website. Clearly, somebody in the Áras agreed that it had no place because it was taken down. And I think the Irish people who are listening deserve an explanation as to why it was put up in the first place and then why was it removed.
Do you think it was wrong then, Paul, that it was taken down?
I don't know. If I was in charge of the presidential website, if I was the president, I wouldn't have taken it down. I have no insight into why they took it down or not. But I do think people need to consider, why is this happening now? Why is there a major controversy over this? And I think it's for two reasons. One, because elements of the Irish establishment, armchair generals, are trying to use the invasion of Ukraine to drive forward an agenda of militarization in this country, drive forward an alliance and integration towards NATO, and what Sabina Higgins said goes against that. And secondly, there are supporters of the government who have a real problem with the popularity of Michael D. Higgins, with the statements that he has previously made, for example, in relation to housing, and they see this as an opportunity to get back
at
him. Is that
what it
is,
Martin Conway?
Well, I'd like to make it absolutely clear to Paul Murphy that Fine Gael supported Michael D. Higgins' second term in office. as did other parties in government. I canvassed for Michael D. Higgins, and I voted for Michael D. Higgins, and I'm proud of the fact that I did that, because Michael D. Higgins has been a phenomenal president.
You don't like the lashing he gave Fine Gael and the government over your housing on record on housing?
Look, we all agree that there's a housing crisis in this country, so he wasn't articulating anything that we don't know
but
already.
But is that why you're lashing out of it? That's what Paul Murphy said.
Yeah, but in fairness, there's an awful lot of people out there working very hard to try and address the housing crisis, and there's thousands of people building thousands of houses as we speak.
And the agenda of militarisation, he says, as well.
The one way of resolving the housing crisis is by building houses, Cormac.
The agenda of militarisation, is that at the back of this as well?
The bottom line is that the Irish government fully support the Ukrainian government and want Russia to withdraw their forces immediately. Looking for a ceasefire means that there's right on both sides, and that is not the case here. And the 40,000 Ukrainian people, some of them that I engage with here in Clare, are absolutely delighted with the Irish government's stance on this. And when President Zelensky came in and addressed the Houses of the Oireachtas a number of months ago, virtually everybody applauded him and supported him. And this country stands in unison with Ukraine. And this government stands in unison with Ukraine.
But nobody's doubting that, are they?
Yeah.
Nobody's saying stands with Ukraine, or nobody's saying that the war hasn't been condemned in any way, are they?
Yeah, well, this whole notion of a negotiated ceasefire with Russia is something that's really not appropriate, because what we want is
how do you
Russia
get to a ceasefire? Just to be devil's advocate, how do you get to a ceasefire?
What the vast majority of people in this country want, Cormac, is Russia to withdraw its forces from the Ukraine. And because bearing in mind that they invaded a sovereign, independent country. So let's go back to basics here. That's what we're talking about. You know, there's no negotiation in terms of giving Russia territory or anything like that.
Nobody's saying
that. The bottom line is when you're talking about pulling two people together to negotiate a settlement, that means conceding ground. And
that's your interpretation of those words.
Yeah, but the vast majority of Irish people are of the same view.
Can I give you the last word here, Paul Murphy? You yourself are interpreting things in a certain way. You're saying that this is being used to lash the government because the president has spoken out about the housing crisis, the agenda of militarisation, NATO's influence and so on. None of that is in the letter, or that's your interpretation of it as well. The problem people have is that the private, unelected wife of the president has had a letter published on the official ORIS website, and they're saying that's simply wrong, and you don't acknowledge that at all.
But this controversy did not start about it being published on the president's website. It started because the letter was published, was sent to the Irish Times and was published by the Irish Times. That's where it all started. It was later then it was said, oh, it was on the presidential website. And, that's the basic point. Sabina Higgins is a private citizen, has the right to her opinions, is an anti-war activist, has the right to put those positions, has the right to write to the Irish Times. There's nothing wrong or untoward about that
whatsoever. It's being extended, the controversy, because it was on the ORIS website. I don't know if you have a spouse or a partner or not. Do you have your spouse or your partner's thoughts published on your website, Paul?
I don't.
Why not?
But I don't have such a website where I publish the various historical speeches and musings of various people. So I can't speak for Michael D. Higgins. I can't speak for the president's website. I do know that he has been consistent, as I and People for Profit have been consistent, in condemning repeatedly the criminal invasion by Putin of Ukraine. He has been absolutely clear on that, as have we. That doesn't mean that you can't be for a ceasefire, that you can't be for a peace. That's how wars come to an end. Of course, I'm for a just peace, and a just peace does involve the removal of Russian troops, the occupying forces from Ukraine.
Okay.
But, I mean, how do people think this state was founded? What do you think the Anglo-Irish Agreement came out of in terms of the War of Independence, a treaty and so on?
As you know, Paul, it will take us 100 years to get through that discussion, absolutely. But maybe at another time. Paul Murphy, People Before Profit TD, thank you very much. Martin Conway, Fine Gael Senator, thank you as well. Well, I can tell you, after the guts of a week and the guts of a week of controversy, Sabina Coyne-Higgins has broken her silence because she has issued a statement in the last few minutes, which I can bring you now. She says, for the last 11 years, since coming to Áras an Uachtaráin as the wife of the president, I have continued my long-standing interests on a number of important issues. Since 2014, I've had a dedicated section on the president.ie website. This section contains details of activities I've been undertaking, including speeches and work towards the implementation of the UN Sustainable Development Goals, health issues, breastfeeding, issues affecting the traveller community, human rights, supporting the arts, and a range of other issues. Last week, I'd been asked about my letter to the Irish Times, which I'd written in a personal capacity by a number of people who had missed it and had not been able to access it online. I therefore put it on my dedicated section of the website, as I have done for the last number of years. Having put up my letter, I subsequently took it down when I saw it being presented as not being from myself, but from the general president.ie website. I have, from its outset, strongly condemned the illegal Russian invasion of Ukraine, and I cannot be but dismayed that people would find anything unacceptable in a plea for peace and negotiations when the future of humanity is threatened by war, global warming and famine. And she signs off simply as Sabina Higgins. Well, I have with me now Philip Ryan, who's political editor of the Irish Independent. Do you think this will dampen down the controversy and all the talk, Philip?
Yeah, I certainly think it would. Look, it's an explanation of sorts. I'm not sure how many people knew there was a certain section for Sabina Higgins on the official website of the president, if they even knew there was a website for the president. But it does draw a line under it in many regards. She's come out very strongly there in the final paragraphs and says she strongly condemns the illegal Russian invasion of Ukraine. And she's saying she's a bit dismayed by the people would find her letter last week in the Irish Times for a plea for peace be anything other than that. Trying to bring an end to the war over there by some form of means. But look, it was a controversy, a fairly needless one, a bit of a shot in the foot for the presidency as a whole entity, the wife and the president himself. Mm-hmm. But look, I think that pretty much brings an end to it.
Tell you that I'm on the Sabina Higgins section of president.ie, and there are a number of speeches and social media engagements and so on. One on breast care, the breast care centre in Bowman Hospital, for example, which she officially opened, and so on. So she is correct in what she says, without doubt there. The question, I suppose, Philip, is why not issue this statement days ago?
Yeah, look, a lot of people were wondering that last week themselves. And I think, it, like many organisations, one of the simplest reasons during these months, during July and August, is that people aren't around, they say, and things aren't getting done because it's not a fully-fledged staff up in the Áras. And that's one of the reasons they'll give. But at the same time, look, you can see these controversies coming a mile off. It would have been an easy one to draw a line under with it. The statement is quite straightforward and it's what people wanted to hear. I'd say there was an element of maybe the president, Sabina Higgins, not, like I say, finding it hard to understand why someone would suggest that they were for anything other than peace, yeah, and we're not supportive of the Russian invasion.
I just wonder, I'll let you go on this one, I just wonder if all of the TDs and senators, and we'll focus on them, there were others commenting on this as well, but if all the TDs and senators, particularly on the government side, who've been calling on the president himself to apologise, to clarify, some even for him to resign if he didn't clarify, if they will now have to apologise to Sabina Higgins.
But there was a long list of them, especially if people from the Shannon, all right, lining up to take a pop at the president over recent days, because they felt they felt the letter being posted on the website in the first instance, which seems a bit of a minor issue, was in fact a big issue because it came across as the president's own views, but we have clarity on that now. I don't think we're going to see much apologies. I think there's an aspect of some of the government backbenchers and senators wanting to have a bit of a pop at the president himself as well, because he hasn't been shy in his criticisms of the government over the last 10 years that he's been around.
Mm-hmm. Well, look, all of those TDs and senators are very welcome to contact us on at Drivetime RTE, or they can text 51551. They can email drivetime@rte.ie, or they could send a letter, I suppose, to Áras an Uachtaráin, and let us know anyway if they're apologising to Sabina Higgins, if they feel the need to, if they feel that this has been clarified. But Philip Ryan of The Independent, thank you very much indeed.
Tweet at DriveTimeRTE.
As you know, we've been issued in the last while, or she has issued, Sabina Higgins, the wife of President Michael D. Higgins, she issued a statement about the controversy about the letter that she had penned and published in the Irish Times and published on the Áras an Uachtaráin website as well. A number of TDs and senators, some of which were government TDs and senators, have been critical of that letter and critical of it being published on the Áras an Uachtaráin website, one of which is Senator Malcolm Byrne, who we spoke with on the programme yesterday. And Senator Malcolm Byrne joins me now on the programme. You're welcome, Senator. You've heard and read the response and the explanation from Sabina Higgins, have you?
Good evening, Cormac. Yes, I have, and I welcome the intervention of Mrs. Higgins. She's a woman I've enormous respect for, and I think this certainly does bring some clarity to the matter. I think it makes very clear that she does regard Russia as the aggressor, and certainly I think she would regret the fact that the Russian ambassador in the Kremlin would have used her letter as a propaganda tool. It is unfortunate, I suppose, that it took this long for the letter, given when the controversy arose last week. But I think it does provide clarity at this stage.
I wonder, do you need to apologise to her?
I don't see why. I mean, I made very clear when I made my statement, I said, look, it raises a number of concerns. Sabina Higgins, as a private citizen, is entitled to express her point of view, which she did in the letter to the Irish Times. However, I had a concern. I disagreed with her views, and I think if you saw the reaction of citizens,
what did you disagree with specifically? Remind us.
There were a couple of elements. First of all, within the letter, it seemed to imply that there was a moral equivalence between the actions of Russia and those of Ukraine.
That was an inference, though. She never said that.
No, I appreciate that. But if you were talking about looking to move to, international peace negotiations, this is not where you're talking about two parties of equal standing. But
that was an inference that you and others within your own party drew. You're saying you don't have to apologize for an inaccurate inference that you drew from her words.
No, because this was also how, and you'll be aware how it was interpreted, and not by me, but I mean, it was very clear, it was interpreted in a particular way by the Russian ambassador and indeed by the Kremlin. The second issue then was the fact that it did appear on the presidential website, and I get the point that has been made there about the events that Sabina Higgins would attend, but this was very clearly a political statement.
Did you know Malcolm Byrne that she had her own section for years though, since 2014, a dedicated section on the?
I knew there was a section on the website. I mean, when I said there's a section on the website around, Sabina Higgins' kind of diary commitments in terms of where, the president would be, and events and so on that they would be attending. Now,
No. This is different. She has a section on the website since 2014 under Sabina Higgins, and she promotes various things, various campaigns and so on. She puts up social media engagement and so on, and photographs and statements. Did you know that?
Yeah, no. Well, I didn't know that was, but it's. I've looked at the presidential website.
You didn't know then the detail of it.
No, I wouldn't have known the detail. So,
Did you know that the statement was posted under her section in the website?
I can't remember when I saw it, to be honest, Cormac. But I did see it on, and one could assume, because it's slightly different when you have what would be construed as a political statement, which is what the nature of this letter was.
Was it called for a ceasefire?
It was, but you saw in terms of how it was interpreted, not just by me, but by the Russian ambassador and others. And what I asked for last week, and when I spoke with RT last week, I said, look, this issue is causing controversy. The letter was endorsed by the Russian ambassador. it caused offence to a lot of Ukrainians.
And
I took that interpretation as well.
You don't feel so you have to apologise to Sabina Higgins. What about other colleagues?
Let me ask you, is this really important now?
What about other colleagues of yours who have said that the president has to make a clarification, and if he doesn't, he has to resign? Do they have to apologise?
Well, I'm not going to speak for others, because I think I'll speak clearly for myself.
Let me
finish what I want to say, Cormac, and then I'll come to answer your question. In the case of what I called for last week, I said there were two issues. One, it was the fact that there was obviously concern around the letter that being used effectively as a propaganda tool by Russia and by the Kremlin, and that there needed to be clarity around that issue. But secondly, the fact that it was being interpreted, because it was published on the President of Ireland's website, as in some way implying that this was official Irish policy. So what we had was, But then if that is the case, and the two things that I asked for is, one, who approved it to be published on the website? And secondly, that there would be clarity, therefore, by the president, given that it was on his website, around this issue. The president did issue a statement at the weekend. I think there was a question as to why Sabina Higgins didn't issue a statement before now.
You have already admitted here, Malcolm, that you didn't know about the detail or the sectionality in the website, and that she had a section dedicated to herself since 2014. You say you didn't know that.
If I look at the RT website, I don't, you know, if I'm looking at the RT website and I recall I saw a news story, was it on the Morning Ireland section of the website or was it on the Drive Time section of the website? I can't tell you for definite
apples
where
and oranges,
I've seen that.
Malcolm. Apples and oranges.
No, I disagree. God if almighty. Somebody sees something on...
Is that
I'm
really
sorry,
your justification?
No, Cormac. If something appears and is interpreted as being, you know, on the website of the President of Ireland, people are going to wonder,
let me put this to you to finish. You are basically saying you don't have to apologise to the First Lady of Ireland, the President's wife, because you inferred something, and it was also inferred by the Russian ambassador, and you're basing your comments and justifying your stance because the Russian ambassador felt the same way. And you're also saying that you didn't really know she had a dedicated part of the website since 2014, but it doesn't really matter.
No, Cormac. If you recall what I called for last week, it was very straightforward, was that there would be clarity around the position of the president, given that something appeared on the president's website around this particular issue. As I made very clear when I spoke to you, I believe Mrs. Higgins is entitled to her point of view. Everybody wants to achieve peace. The concern was, and this is something that was expressed to me by Ukrainian citizens, and I know by Vox Pops and programmes on RTE, it was a view that was shared. They were offended by the tenor of the letter. What I sought was clarity, that there would be reassurance, and the president did that at the weekend in his statement. And I think this is important, Carl, because it's not fair to try. I mean, I can't obviously speak for others, but in my case, we looked to get clarification on the issue. I welcome the statement. That's what I said. I have enormous respect for the president. A lot of this could have been dealt with
sooner. And I appreciate that. And you're one of the TDs who were critical, and politicians who is not going to issue an apology. And you've made that very clear to Sabina Higgins. You feel, in your case anyway, that there's no need to. Malcolm Byrne, Senator Malcolm Byrne of Fianna Fáil, Míle Buíochas, thank you.
Good morning.